Team tip. Perturbation simply means upsetting the status quo. That's where greatness comes from. Prigogine observed that increasing the amount of energy in a given system begins to overload it until it starts to quiver and vibrate. And as the pressure and perturbation increase, it vibrates even more until it reaches a point where it seems that it can't handle any more. Just like when you've had a day where you were under such stress that if someone gave you one more thing to do, you'd scream. We've all been there. Whether it's you or a simple chemical compound, a large organization, or a global economy, you've been perturbed to the max and have reached an imaginary threshold. You're truly in the heat. It feels like you're going to explode. It looks like the organization is going to collapse. But in the right conditions, something else happens. And that's what Prigogine got the Nobel Prize for. When a system reaches this pressurized threshold, under the right conditions, something interesting happens. It doesn't fall apart. It doesn't blow up. It actually reorders and evolves into a more complex structure that is able to handle more pressure. Take our tree, for example. If it falls in the forest into a bog and sinks into the earth, then under the pressure of the earth over time, it turns into coal. Under even more pressure and heat, this same set of compounds ultimately turns into a diamond, a substance that is much more complex and stronger by far, and able to handle incredible amounts of pressure. So what in the world am I saying? What is the point of this little science lesson? Well, what I'm saying is that in nature, transformation and growth occur under pressure, by upsetting the status quo and overloading existing situations. This is what happens to us. Have you ever tried working out? As you pump your muscles, they feel like they're going to explode. But instead, they grow and develop. You become more fit, and soon you're able to handle more weight. But this only happens when the heat is applied, pressure. It's the way nature works. But for some reason, we human beings tend to avoid it and run from the process. Nature wants you to embrace the heat. That's how you evolve and how those around you evolve as well. The more you stand in the heat, the bigger you become and the closer you come to fulfilling your destiny. In an old study I read, I learned that retired executives who did not set a new and challenging game for themselves upon retirement had a life expectancy of about 5 years. If you aren't going for it, you aren't evolving, and the second law of entropic disorder takes over. Your purpose in life is to grow. Now, I've told thousands of people about this idea, and they all agree that they'd like to grow, become fitter, and more able. So I ask them why, when they have to face uncomfortable realities about relationships, finances, and career, they do not cross that threshold and transform themselves. Why, when the heat goes up, do we run for cover? I'll go back to science again to explain. In the example I discussed earlier, there's something else that happens. As the system that is under pressure begins to transform, it releases energy. Usually in chemistry, this energy is in the form of heat. As the system reorders, some of the bonding mechanisms release as the system evolves to a more efficient state. Now, when human beings release energy, it's usually in the form of, yep, you guessed it, emotions. Anger, fear, sadness, confusion, frustration, all emotions you associate with pressure. And the reason most people avoid the heat is that they're terrified of the ensuing emotions.